Chapter 5: The First Murder. When he woke up, Bruno felt better. His mind was clear. He felt happy and he was hungry. After a good dinner, he read the notes about Miriam Assier. What did she look like? She had red hair, was a little fat, and she was pregnant. The dirty little, Bruno thought. He hated her. Guy would be happy without an animal like that in his life. Everything was so good. I have a friend, and my life has a real purpose, Bruno thought. I'd do anything for Guy. When the train arrived at Metcalfe Station, Bruno looked for Miriam's address in the telephone book. Miriam's family name was Joyce and she lived with her parents. There were 7 people called Joyce in the book. One was a Mrs. Monsieur Joyce. Perhaps that was Miriam's mother, and she was called Miriam. 2. Bruno took a taxi to the address, 1253 Magnolia Street, and arrived at 9 o'clock. It looked poor and ugly, the kind of place where Miriam would live. Bruno waited by a tree near the house. After a long time, 2 men and a woman came out. The woman had red hair and a square, big body. One of the men had red hair, too. Her brother. They got in a car and drove away. Bruno ran fast for a taxi. He never ran and it made him ill. He found a taxi and got in. Go, go, he shouted at the driver. He could see the car in front of them. Monsieur, right. Turn right now. Single quote. Where are you going? The driver asked. Perhaps I know the place. Shut your mouth and drive, Bruno screamed. The driver was annoyed and shook his head, but he followed the car. Eventually the car stopped in front of a big sign with lights. It said, Lake Metcalfe's Land of Entertainment. There were music and lights and people laughing. A euro, an amusement park. Bruno smiled. This was perfect. He followed the woman and her friends through the park. Was she really Miriam? She was quite fat, and her hair was red. Bruno noticed that she wore red socks with red shoes. Ugly. But this woman wasn't pregnant. Then one of the men said, Miriam, do you want some ice cream? Single quote. Ooh, yes, she said. It was her. You've got 10 minutes to live and you're pushing ice cream into your mouth, Bruno thought. Pig. Single quote. Miriam and her friends ran off laughing. They went on lots of different rides. They went round and round, and up and down. Miriam held her brother's hand, and then the other man's hand. She kissed him. Monsieur Bruno hated her soft, fat face, and her stupid laugh. And what was she kissing these men for? They all took a boat to an island in the middle of the Lake Metcalfe. And Bruno followed in another boat. The island was dark and quiet. There were a lot of trees. People came here to kiss and make love. Why were the 3 of them here? Let's sit down, one of the men said. I'll look for a place down here. The other man went with him. Monsieur. It was dark and Bruno saw Miriam's shadow alone against the water. Bruno moved quietly, and he was there next to her. Hello, he whispered. Isn't your name Miriam? Single quote. She turned. Yeah. Whoa. Single quote. His hands closed round Miriam's throat and he pressed tighter and tighter. She couldn't scream. Monsieur Bruno pushed her backwards and she fell over his leg to the ground. He pressed his hands into her throat more and more. Her skin was very hot. Her head turned from side to side. Her lips opened and her teeth came forward. SS, she said. SS, her throat was very fat. Bruno pressed her into the earth. She was very hot. It was like killing a hot little rat. He took his hands from her throat. Suddenly Miriam coughed, and Bruno jumped on her again and pressed her throat. He wanted her to die. Miriam was silent and Bruno took his hands away. He ran down to his boat and went back over the water to the park. Help! Help! Bruno heard the men shouting. My God, she's dead. Help! Single quote. Bruno walked slowly out of the park. He needed a drink and went into a place that looked like a bar. "Whiskey," he said. "We don't sell drink here, son," the man said. "But I need a drink," Bruno shouted. "I don't have any whiskey," the man said. "Coffee." Single quote. Bruno left and ran to the station. He suddenly knew what he really wanted. A woman. He wanted a woman. He was very excited. He asked a taxi driver where to go. The man wrote an address on one of his cards. Bruno ran off and the taxi driver watched him until he turned a corner.